people for some equipment, some capital, about $250,000. I'm just hoping that maybe you had a chance to look that over. I'm gonna keep directing also. Pretty sure you guys need all time, and you just end up talking to them. Anyway, you know, we're a business bank. We are located out in San Diego, specializing in financing.
Hey, hello?
Hi, is Dennis available?
He isn't. Can I take a message?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
And the message?
All right. My name is Julian. It's J-U-L-I-A-N.
J-U-L-I-A-N. Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is spelled C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F as in Frank Frank.
And it's bank regarding, what was it? What kind of
Just regarding business financing. I was just looking to follow up with a business there. We actually sent him an offer through old school snail mail. So I know how it goes. They might get thrown out. So I just wanted to follow up, see if there's any needs that we can help out with. Let me give you my direct line.
We did just purchase a piece of equipment, and we are financing it through another company already, but otherwise there isn't really anything else that I...
Oh, very nice. Who are you guys using for the financing?
DeLonge
Landon?
Financial or something, I don't know.
DeLonge Landon, yeah. Yeah, they're sort of in a network. Yeah, they're definitely a good bank. But yeah, I mean, maybe you guys have some other stuff coming up later this year that we can help you with. Is there a certain time of year where you guys look to bring on new equipment, or is it sort of just on an as-needed basis?
This one, we probably aren't going to purchase anything for at least a couple years.
Gotcha.
Pretty big purchase.
Well, I know sometimes if you guys get really busy and are looking to expand and you want to take on some more jobs, you know, sometimes it's worth taking on some more equipment if it gets to that point. But
with this one, I don't think we'll take on anything for a while.
No problem. Oh, you're very welcome.
I wish I was more into investigating who to finance equipment with. You know, we sometimes go with our local bank, or we go with whoever companies go with, and that's kind of who you need to sell them.
Yeah, it's hard to know. There's so many options out there. I can kind of give you my perspective, though. Generally, if you can get the financing through the equipment providers, that's typically going to be your best, like, lowest interest rate, best terms. But it is really hard to get approved for it. So if you can get approved for it, great, take it. There's no competing, whether it's us or a local bank. But they usually, like I said, for one, it's hard to get approved. But two, a lot of times they'll cap you out. Like, say, for example, you guys want to get two trucks and they only let you get one. They'll cap you out. They don't like to take a lot of risk. So for that second or third truck, you have to look elsewhere for your own financing. But we also do working capital financing, which is unsecured cash. So if you guys have like a big project coming up where you have to spend a bunch of money on materials,
or like a line of credit or something like that.
Yes, we have lines of credit as well. But sometimes those don't quite cover the needs. There's also some danger in using that. If you, like, say you guys get a line of credit for 100 grand and you guys are sitting at 60 or 70 grand, interest accumulates on that every month. And sometimes it's really hard to dig yourself out of things like that. Also, if
rate you get it at or lock it in at, you know.
Yes, yeah, but every month that you have a principal balance, it charges you interest. Where if you're looking at a working capital loan, it's fixed interest. There's no, you know, it's a term loan. There's nothing that's actually accumulating by taking longer than you would on a line of credit.
We have a fixed line of credit sitting just in case right now. But
that's awesome. How much do you guys have available?
Did at one time had like 125, but now that we've purchased a piece of equipment, it's probably going to bring it down a little lower.
Oh, so you use the line of credit on the equipment?
We just have it just in case you have a slow month or so and you need cash flow. That's right.
For the overhead expenses and all that stuff.
Yeah, just in case. But we just have it always just in case, and it's nice to have it there. No fees to keep it open. And
absolutely.
And it's done.
Yeah, is that through your local bank or U.S. bank? Or
local bank.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's always good to have a relationship with your local bank. But as I mentioned, you know, if you guys have any needs coming up, like a big project that you don't want to turn down, you know, because it's always good to take the business when you can get it. You never know what's going to be when it's going to be like a slow season.
But we're a small company, though. But thanks.
Nice. You are very welcome. Bank of Cardiff. In fact, you should check her website just to have a look. Do you want me to? I can actually just send you a quick email.
Yeah, I don't really have time to read or
No worries at all. If you want, I can just send you an email so you have my information on file. So if something ever comes up in the future, you can just give me a call and I'll be here for you guys. Is there a good email I could reach you or Dennis at?
Yeah, he doesn't ever check his email.
No problem.
I wouldn't probably read it.
Totally get it. You're welcome. I can always follow up with you guys in like the fall or something. Is that okay?